Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. We have a special guest in the studio. Once again, Brittany Morris is here with us. Brittany is the Minnesota, this is a long title, Derek, Brittany, Minnesota Dairy Initiative Southwest Region Coordinator. Did I get that right?
That is correct. Yes, I am with the Minnesota Dairy Initiative, where I serve as one of the Southwest Region Coordinators.
All right. So obviously you deal with the dairy farms around Minnesota, right?
That is correct. My territory that I mainly focus on is the southwest corner of the state, which is from Lac La Parle County down to Rock County and then over through the Minnesota River Valley.
Okay, let's talk about the dairy industry in Minnesota as generally. Well, how do you see it?
Currently in Minnesota, there are about 2,500 farms. And in Lac La Parle County, you currently have 4 dairy farms.
Okay.
And where I'm from in Lyon County, we also have 4 dairy farms. In the southwest part of the state, we have less herds than the majority of the state. However, we have more cows.
Hmm.
I recently attended a meeting with the Dairy Herd Improvement Association of Minnesota. And currently the number of cows that are on test, which is what the Dairy Herd Improvement Association does, is over 48,000 cows in the southwest part of the state that is on the testing.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's our part of the state, we don't have, you know, a lot of farms, but what we do have is, you know,
productive
farms. Yep. Yes.
Brittany, let's back up a little bit. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the Minnesota Dairy Initiative?
So, like Paul mentioned, my name is Brittany Morris, and I hail from Minneota. And my family has a dairy farm where we milk 90 cows. We milk Holsteins, which are the black and white ones,
okay.
Jerseys, which are the little brown ones, and Brown Swiss, which are the big ones that you normally associate with the French and Swiss Alps.
Oh.
So those are those big gray cows.
Oh, man, I learned something new today. I didn't know that.
Yep. And on our farm, the responsibilities that I have are I am in charge of our baby calves and maintaining herd records. And I also help milking when needed.
Okay. When I was in high school back in the 70s, early 70s, my best friend, his family was did dairy, milk cows every morning, 5 o'clock. I remember when I stayed overnight there, we'd have to get up 5 o'clock, 4:30 sometimes, and go milk cows. So that was a good memory that I remember. But, man, the dairy industry has really changed a lot, hasn't it, since the 70s?
Yes, especially here in Minnesota, we have a lot less farms. I'm not sure I wasn't around in the 70s, but
you're making me feel old now.
I know that in my lifetime, the dairy herds in Minnesota has drastically decreased the number of farms, mm-hmm. Whereas the number of cows per farm has increased. Where in Minnesota, our average number of farms or average number of cows per farm is around 250.
Oh.
So my family's farm is considered small.
Okay.
But, and like I had mentioned, in the southwest part of the state, we do have more cows per herd than the rest of the state.
Okay. Take me through the process, or take us through the process of milk. You milk the cow. How does it get to market? How does that work?
So farms, the majority of farms are associated with a cooperative, whereas my family, we are associated with Great Plains Dairymen's Association, which encompasses South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa. But farms typically work with a cooperative, and that's who they sell their milk to. And different co-ops in the area are AMPI, which I'm sure folks from the Dawson area specifically are familiar with, as Dawson used to have a plant. But there are different cooperatives that they have their own plants.
Mm-hmm.
And so the milk is picked up from the farms via a, you know, hauling company. My hauling company, they're from South Dakota. And our milk gets picked up, and our milk goes to Lake Norden. There's a large plant there. And actually, a lot of the milk from our part of the state does go to this plant by Lake Norden. And that plant, it just depends on what cooperative you sell with and just kind of the makeup of your milk, if it has more butter, fat, and protein in it, what product it gets made into. I know a farm I work with from Wood Lake, the majority of their milk gets made into Asiago cheese.
Oh, wow.
It depends on the variety of cheese as well. Yeah. Just depending on like the components, which is your butter, fat, and protein, the makeup of your milk. But the majority of the milk from this part of the state does get made into cheese.
Okay.
So it just depends on where that milk is going. Some milk goes to Land O'Lakes, which is, you know, bottled for milk consumption. And then some is used for butter. Some is used for, like, mostly cheese, but.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. So, yeah, you mentioned butter. I just remembered something. You're the Miss, you were the Miss Minnesota Dairy Princess or something like that down at the state fair?
Close. I was a Princess K finalist in 2010. I was first the Lyon County Dairy Princess, and then I competed against other dairy princesses around the state to become a finalist for Princess K of the Milky Way. So I do still have my 90-pound block of butter that was carved to look like my face. I'm holding on to it.
Your grandkids, right?
Well, that's a goal. And hoping not to scare away a future husband either. But my little sister, she's almost eligible to run for Princess K.
Okay.
So it is a dream of mine that there will be a day where Brooke and I can have both of our heads together and
carved in butter.
Yep, that is a dream of mine. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, even when you mentioned butter, that just dawned on me. That's right. You had your image carved out of butter. That's one of the highlights of the state fair, isn't it?
Yes, and what a huge disappointment for 2020 was that there was no state fair. However, there were still Princess K finalists, and they still were able to access the cooler, which is the place where you get carved at the state fair. Mm-hmm. It was just their families allowed in the butter booth with them, and the Midwest dairy staff and the butter carver. And actually, the lady that is the normal butter carver, she lives in California, and because of COVID, she wasn't allowed to come.
Oh, okay.
So they actually had her protege, who's from Litchfield, I believe, they had him come in and carve for those girls. Awesome. But they still were able to do it. But yeah, it was a huge disappointment that they didn't get to be there with the rest of the public. And because that was a huge highlight of mine,
right.
Was awesome. To be at the state fair and have people watch you and have your family come.
Yep. You got to show me a picture of that. Well, maybe you'll post it up on our podcast site too. So, well, Brittany, let's talk a little bit about what's happening. What is your job title at Minnesota Dairy Initiative, and what do you got going on here?
So my main responsibility is to coordinate and facilitate farm team meetings with the farms that I work with. And those teams can include members that are nutritionists, veterinarians, creamery cooperative representatives, anybody that, that farm deals with on a regular basis that they want to have sit on their team as an expert. And the things that we talk about at those meetings really vary from farm to farm. It could be issues that they're dealing with, such as stray voltage, milk quality, cow comfort, anything really that farm really wants to focus on. Mm-hmm. And I really like to provide a personalized approach to my farms because every farm is different and they need to be treated as such. And so that's a main responsibility I have. And I really pride myself on trying to be a resource for those farms, providing them with the feedback and the tools that they need to be successful. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that are the big thing that's actually coming up on my agenda is I will be down at the Central Plains Dairy Expo next Wednesday and Thursday, March 24th and 25th. The Central Plains Dairy Expo is a free expo that's open to dairy farm families and their employees. And it's a huge trade show, and it also has many presenters that are going to cover topics from milk quality to animal care and everything in between. And so I'm looking forward to going down there. And
where's that at then?
It's at Sioux Falls at the Denny Sanford Premier Center.
Okay.
And I will be in the Minnesota Department of Agriculture booth, and I will be representing the Minnesota Dairy Initiative there. So if you are headed there, stop and see me, because we're giving away some free door prizes and lots of goodies and lots of great information to share with producers and other industry professionals.
All right, real good, Brittany. Did we cover everything you want to talk about?
Just another couple little things. Yep. Is other things that I work with farms on is I help them with any funding requests that they have, such as providing them with information for the Dairy Business Planning Grant or the any other grant applications and programs that the Minnesota Department of Agriculture has.
Okay. If somebody wanted to contact you, how can they do that? You have a website or something?
We do. It is MN www.dairy-initiative.org.
All right. That's great. You can contact you through that website then.
Correct. Okay. Yes. If you click on there's a tab at the top called Regions, and if you search for the Southwest region, my contact information, including my email and phone number, will be available.
All right. All right, real good, Brittany. Thank you for coming in and talking about the Minnesota Dairy Initiative. I learned something today about cows. So you got Holstein, Swedish.
Well, there actually is a breed called Swedish Red, but We have Brown Swiss is what my
Brown
family
Swiss.
Has.
Yeah,
and
Brown
Jerseys.
Swiss. Jerseys.
Jerseys are my personal favorite.
Who gives the best milk?
Well, it depends on what your goal is. If you're after quantity, you know, your pounds of milk, Then you're going to want your Holsteins. But if you want, you know, butter fat protein, which is good for your butter, your cheese, your ice cream, you're going to want to go with a cute little Jersey.
Okay. I'll remember that. All right. Thanks, Brittany, for coming in.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep. That's Brittany Morse with the Minnesota Dairy Initiative Southwest. And she is the Southwest Region Coordinator.